Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. By the way, Hudson Been Sober on Twitter might have a winner of the Big Talker. We're looking for a throw-in Manoa Day, some branding thing. When we used to be the Big Talker, oh my God.
Bring it back.
People still say it today. There's the Big Talker. What happened to the Big Talker? All right. Colonel West, Colonel Alan B. West, way back when we had him at Valley Forge Military Academy. I'm not sure if the colonel knows that's closing after what? A century or
so? I didn't even know that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, we had him there. Yeah, it's, you would be in that area. And it was a spectacular night. He had a best-selling book, but the wisdom was always listen to your wife. I remember that. We said it several times. All right. Do generals do that, though? Let's go to Colonel Alan B. West. Colonel, welcome back. And every time you're on, I think back to that night. They didn't have air conditioning there. It was pretty hot at Valley Forge Military Academy. But what an institution that's now closing.
I cannot believe the Valley Forge. Well, first of all, it's great to be with you, Don, but I can't believe the Valley Forge Military Academy is closing. I mean, this is part of America. That's something that, you know, our young people should have a connection to. Boy, I don't know if it's about money or whatever, but I'd be happy to come up there and try to help raise money, keep those doors open.
I couldn't agree with you more. So we were thinking about you yesterday when you have generals and admirals here, and military guys like you or Hegseth do have the ability to speak plainly to them. You know, civilians like me, we got to stay. You make it to a general, unless I investigate and it's Obama, Biden type of stuff. I still have a reverence for that. Was it too irreverent or did they need to hear some of these things?
Well, I think that, yes, they needed to hear some of those things. Could it have been done in a different method? Probably so. Maybe so. You could have done a video teleconference. You know, from an operational security aspect, I'm very concerned that you had the entire leadership of the United States military in one location where not too long ago some Syrian foreign nationals, illegal immigrants, tried to breach the gates there at Quantico. But, yeah, the plain speak, that's fine. I understand that. But, you know, I think that one of the key things you have to do, you can do a lot of things by just putting out directives, you know, Secretary of Defense Directive 1, 2, 3, all, you know, continue to go on. You can continue to go out there and meet the troops in the field and talk to these leaders, you know, where they are. But without a doubt, you had to put a standard in the ground. And I think it's important that you do convey that message. But like I said, if Alan West was the Secretary of Defense, I probably would have done it a little bit different than how it was done yesterday. But that's just me.
Couple of things, too. The fitness part of this. Now, this has declined over the years, and you're a big fitness guy, under the guise of, well, you know, it's going to be a push-button war. Is that the number one thing, or just is it just a general lowering of standards, too?
Well, I think it's a lowering of standards and this, you know, over-reliance on technology.
Right.
You still need to be able, and this is one of the things I taught my soldiers, even as artillerymen, you still need to train to be able to go hand-to-hand, mano-a-mano with an enemy. And they saw that in Iraq when all of a sudden we were told to park our cannons and park our rocket launchers, and we had to do dismounted infantry patrols. And sometimes you go in some of these compounds where bad guys were hiding out, and I remember one of my non-commissioned officers Staff Sergeant Bango turned a corner, and the guy, you know, leveled an AK-47 and shot him in the head. And luckily, it just knocked off his helmet, and then, of course, he took him out with one shot. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for the physical rigors of a battle. And again, I don't care what your duty position is, you need to have that standard. You need to look like you're a soldier, sailor, airman, marine when you put on that uniform, because that's what leadership is about, and it starts from the top. And so he was right in calling out some of these somewhat overweight generals that you see up there in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. I think that we got probably too many generals running around in the Pentagon anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I think of when you said that? You have to look the part. I don't know, in your trips up here, if you've seen the New Jersey state cops. They look unbelievable. The uniform,
oh my gosh,
the
yeah.
hat. And I don't know if it helps them suck it in or what it is. I don't like the hats somewhat down south in the Pennsylvania cops. I know it's traditional. They don't look. The Jersey cop, the blue, the outfit, it just reeks of authority and competency.
It's an aura.
Yes.
You know, leadership and respect for authority, there's an aura that goes along with that. And I remember, you know, the guys down in Tennessee when I was growing up and going back and forth between the University of Tennessee back home to Georgia. I didn't want to get stopped by those guys because they just looked like bad. Okay. They just looked tough, you know, and I didn't want to have a run in with them.
Yeah.
And so that was a means by which you know, respected, the rule of law. And so, yes, I think it's very important that you look that role and you look that part. I mean, let's go back and remember, you know, Jack Nicholson, when he played that Marine colonel in A Few Good Men. I mean, he looked like a Marine, you know, colonel. I mean, he really looked that part. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So let's talk about the woke part. Is that a little bit overdone? Have we made progress on it? And all the people, your analysis, and you've been on this for years.
Yeah.
You know, is it still prominent?
Well, I think that you still have, you know, some of those leaders that may be leaning toward that agenda, and they should not be a part of the military because they should be thinking about they took an oath to the Constitution and making sure that they are doing what is right to train and prepare their charges to go out there and do what's necessary. But all of these things we got distracted on, you know, this whole DEI thing, and you know, this person is oppressor and this person is oppressed. You cannot make victims and victors, you know, unless you're getting everybody to understand you're on the same team. You can't create these type of separations. So I think that a lot of this, far leftist Marxist ideological agenda stuff has passed away. And you can see that in the recruiting numbers. You can see that in the retention numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good news. Women in combat, Pete Hegseth talked about the standard in combat would be at the highest level for males. And we see this repeatedly in the Senate. We play it frequently, Colonel. Mazie Hirono going after Kash Patel because the FBI says you should do at least one pull-up now. You know, they just don't want anything like that.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, and when I was in Congress and I was on the Armed Services Committee, I got asked about this. And I said, why is it that we have separate male and female downhill skiing? Or we have separate male and female figure skating. So if we say that there's a difference in figure skating, there's definitely a difference when it comes to being on the battlefield. And so saying that, you know, women should not serve in combat, everybody that goes into a combat zone is in combat. But when you talk about direct combat units, you know, your infantry units, your special operator units, there is a difference there, and there should be one standard. Look up the story of Mike Thornton, a Medal of Honor recipient from the United States Navy. He was a Navy SEAL during Vietnam. He swam 2 miles in open ocean water with two wounded colleagues, 2 miles, to get them extracted from a reconnaissance mission that they were on. That's what I mean by adhering to standards.
That is. Well, you know, some of his policies and annexes I don't approve of, but it seems legit that JFK did something similar when the PT-109 was struck. So,
absolutely so. And that's what we're looking for.
Colonel, put on your political hat for a moment here, too.
Mm-hmm.
The shutdown. I'm not sure when you were there if you experienced any of the shutdown politics. Here's what I wanted to know. I'm seeing it a little bit this time. I'm buying it that Republicans have a somewhat even playing field, despite the media on this. Democrats may have been lured a little bit into this because Schumer needs to step up and show what he's going to do. Is that possible that they've gone into a trap here?
Oh no, the far left of the Democrat Party has led Chuck Schumer into a U-shaped ambush, and he is not in a good position. He's in a very untenable position, because if you're out advocating for more health care benefits to go to people who are illegal immigrants, that's not flying very well with American people. And when you talk about this whole thing about a government shutdown, you know, I'm sitting here in Dallas and I'm looking around. You know, life continues to go on. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody here realizes that what's happening. But what a great opportunity to look and say, you know, let's look at the size and scope of the federal government. Let's look at the constitutionality of the federal government. Let's make sure that it is aligned with Article 1, Section 8 and the 18 enumerated powers, duties, and responsibilities of the federal government. And I think that that is where Chuck Schumer is going to find, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, all the rest of the far leftists, they have walked into a very bad situation, because these people that have been furloughed could end up not coming back ever again.
Absolutely. That's where Trump is outside the box. Did anybody ever think mm-hmm. about that while you were there? I never heard that before. That these jobs could go away. Nobody ever said
never
it.
Never had the courage.
Well,
had the courage.
I don't even know if they think it. It's like it's a foreign thought to even get near it, to at least use it as a negotiating tool.
Yeah, well, the thing is that we have come to a point where some people believe that the government, the federal government, and maybe even state governments, their jobs programs, when they're supposed to be there specifically to provide services to, you know, the citizens to make sure that their lives, their life, right. their liberty, their property is protected.
Absolutely. Colonel, where do we find you and what are you working on? Any big, you're not still jumping out of planes coming up, are you?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have our second training rotation. We have our second training rotation the end of October. It's Operation Black Cat down in Palatka, Florida.
Okay.
And again, Dom, you're invited to come down. On a C-47 aircraft and just watch, you know, the operation go on. So that's coming up. But yeah, you can watch. I'm not going to ask you to jump. You can watch. We'll let you sit down and put a seatbelt on you.
I did the training, and then at the end they said you can go home, where they have the other guy pull your chute. I told you that, right?
No way.
Yes. Okay.
But I will tell you that this Saturday I have an incredible honor. I will be giving a keynote speech at the Vatican Embassy for the United States of America, and I've been invited to speak for the Franciscan Foundation for the Holy Land, and we are raising funds to make sure we can protect Christian communities in the Holy Land.
That is tremendous. And where is that being held?
That's being held at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C.
Okay, in Washington. Where do we find you then, Colonel?
You find me on all the social media platforms, except you and I don't play with the Communist Chinese, so we don't do TikTok.
By the way, I know you're right. You analyze and all that. You can check this out, but the Communist Chinese flag is flying over City Hall as we speak in Philadelphia. They did it, they said, because they have a sister city celebrating something in Communist China, the Philadelphia of Communist China. And that's why that flag is flying right now.
Well, I don't know about that one. You know what's so funny? Okay, you got the Communist Chinese flag flying in Philadelphia, but you're going to shut down Valley Forge Military Academy.
Yeah, exactly right, Colonel. Thank you. Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you, sir.
Big
Bye-bye.
Speech coming up. Thanks, Colonel. Colonel
yes,
Alan,
sir.
Alan B. West. You know, get that to Greg Stocker, Henry. We have to go on that. You know, it's Florida weather.
Would you jump?
No! My God!
I might.
You might.
I'm just feeling good today, but I'm thinking I might. Like, he extended that offer, and I was like,
Have you trained on this before?
Never.
Okay. No, the jump I was going to do in Lumberton after 8 hours of training, you jump into this pit, and a guy says, you broke a leg. Then you come back the next time.
Oh.
And they say, you broke an arm. Then he says at the end, we don't have time, to me and the buddy that were there, left today. How many people? There were like 20 people in the room. Would rather come back some other day. About 17 raised their hands.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. I don't even know why I did it, but when you got to the moment of it, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sure. The butterflies go crazy.
Oh, my God. And see, there was an out. It wasn't like I said no, and I just went into the wilderness.
Right.
My goodness, what was I thinking? All right, I wasn't married, and it was no row, none of that stuff.
Oh, this was a while back.
That's a while back, yeah. Lumberton, New Jersey. It was a ripoff, or what's it called? Still might be there.
Ripoff?
No, not ripoff. It's got to be something up. Okay, ripcord. Maybe it's ripcord.
I was just saying, I don't want to jump out of any planes from a place called ripoff.
You jump and you're supposed to roll from a height of, I don't know, 7 or 8 feet into right. a pit of sandish kind of stuff. Oh, man. Just that alone was enough. It was the motorcycle before. Got to get him to give up the parachute jumping. God. All right. 855-839-1210. You get a line coming to you. Hit on the side question. I like the big talker as an answer. Several good ones on Twitter. Thrilla in Manila, was it? And yes, the Communist Chinese Party. And the rationale is that it's a holiday or celebration for the Philadelphia of Communist China. They don't respect the American flag. That's why this is so easy to fly something like this. And these are the people that lecture us, like the Chester County Democrats. And yet, the suffering of people in China, they are the, I argue often, they are the biggest threat to the world, bigger than the Soviet Union, bigger than Hitler, bigger than any of that, ultimately, just by the sheer mass, and they take the long view. If it takes them 100 years, they're going to rule the entire world. And they gave us COVID. How many more things do we, and the NBA is complicit. All right, 855-839.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
12-10. All right. It is Dom time. I'm looking at this guy on Twitter. Man, politics is a tough business. The Cetarelli, Cheryl race is very, very, another poll out today that it's within a point one way or the other. The guy writes, one is a corrupt woman. The other's name ends in a vowel. I would pass. My God. Now we have to deal with anti-Italian.
Jeez.
I'd like to put two vowels at the end of my name.
Yeah,
or
might
three.
As well at this point.
Put that O out there several times. Oh, God. Speaking of which, let's go to Frank in South Philly, see what he's... by the way, I saw this profile the other day of the last big wine merchant at the produce terminal, the guy who has thousands of people come through who make homemade wine. Let's go to Frank in South Philly. Hey, Frank, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom, and pleasure to talk to you and your crew over there. Dom, that big wine that sells all that wine, the grapes and the yes. and the juice yeah. down here is Picacci. His name yes. is Lenny.
Yeah,
he's in charge.
Yeah.
Of, he's in charge of that.
Yeah,
everybody goes there to get the wine, and also they have the other one up in Vineland up there.
Yeah, but Frankie, he's a fedora wearing guy. That's always a nice touch.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And there's quite a few events coming up in the month of October. As you know, Dom, you're invited to the 1492 Society for the dinner up here in down here in 2401.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. We're going to have Jody on. I'm one of the honorees along with a classmate of mine, Bob Pantano, and the man of the hour, that would be George Paquetto.
That's correct. And then there's two other ones.
Yeah.
Which is one... this weekend, Saturday, we're having a veterans spaghetti and crab night at my veterans post, the VFW post 8714. Dom, you're more than welcome to tip on in if you wish. A complimentary of me, you know, I'd be more than glad to meet you at the door.
Thanks.
You and your wife, that is. We got to bring the boss there, too, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Then
we also have October 19th, we have the Sagra 25 at 2300 Arena down there, where we have six wineries and four breweries for the beer, food, entertainment with the DJ and all that. And that's that'll be a private.
Yeah, Yeah, what do you think of the flag? What do you think of the Chinese flag, Frank?
I'm a veteran, Dom, as you know, and I'm totally against the Chinese Communist Party or whoever endorsed that to put the Chinese flag up in a government building or even if it's outside the government building. If it's government property, I'm totally against that. The only flag that should be flying in a government building or properties is the American flag. I served. I wasn't born here in the United States, but I did serve in South Korea. So
absolutely.
In saying that, anyone that has a property, they own the property, they can fly American flag if they wish. And also, I fly the Italian flag. But as far as the government properties, there should be no Pakistan, no Afghanistan, no other flag but the United States flag. And anybody burns it, I agree to turn around, give them 1 year in prison.
Thank you, Frank, very much. Boy, that packs a lot into one call.
Whoa.
See, Roe and I, he did his wine for the year. We got the day wrong. We went there on a Sunday, and I think Frank was like, what the heck? But immediately he took us in, showed us the whole process, the whole deal. So thank you, Frank. Yeah. Jody Del Barbe will be on one of these days coming up. The Italian, the Columbus Day Parade this year is going to be huge, and they have this 1492 gala that Jody was kind enough to honor me. Bob Pantano and I in the same class at Newman, and he is the honoree this year for the parade, which is going to be big this year, given that it's no longer the indigenous people and all. You know the whole story with George Paquetto. So we'll have her on and talk about that coming up. Joe in Columbus, though, is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
Is there any way we could figure a way to put some vowels on the end of Kurt and Henry's name?
Like, no. Hard pass.
Just for the month. Kurt Corlisi and Henry Machete?
Yeah.
Come on.
I've been wanting to go back to Machete for a while. So.
I love the Machete. You know, where can you find a good Machete these days? Remember the Phillies?
Oh, man.
Remember the Phillies?
Joe, they can't spell my last name anyway.
Yeah. Joe, the Phillies had a relief pitcher. It was pretty good. Then he ended up with a Machete wrap in the home country attacking someone. And I don't think he was a relief pitcher after that. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, my God. And is that our weapon of choice? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, question for you. What would happen if Trump ever pushed to have a Chinese flag fly over the White House?
Yeah, exactly. Joe, yeah, and somebody on Twitter is right to say, is the American flag flying over this Chinese city that's sister city? The answer is no. Yet,
not a chance.
I still don't see this in the Inquirer. I only got it because Victoria Coates was at an event with me, mentioned it to me, and I've been looking for it, and I saw it now on Fox. Rich has a piece up with her on it on Fox News Today, a great piece laying all this out, how outrageous it is. And, Joe, the Philadelphia is just numb to this. Do we have to send Frank Scales into this mission to go to City Hall and ask about the Communist Chinese Party flag? My God.
In this day and age, it's just a bad optic that, I mean, I don't know. The mistakes these people make by jumping the gun, and I'd like to segue into Miss Madeline Dean with that. When is people like her going to understand that the moment they jump the gun and say something stupid, it comes back to bite them? Like, you know, she's worried about Trump's health. That's like saying, remember when Trump had the sniffles, Dom, and they all thought he was taking cocaine?
Yeah, yeah,
right after that.
The thing is, if you consistently, and none of them did, called out Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, then you might be able to make a comment about Trump. Otherwise, you got to shut up. Yeah.
But it always comes back to bite them right smack in the middle of the caboose. You know, they found the cocaine in the White House right after that. It was like, you know, what idiot's going to learn? Take your hand off the hot stove and go. You know, go for medical treatment yourselves.
What's your side, Joe? What's your side today?
Dom, I think I misunderstood it, so I changed it. I'm going to go with a driveway. You park in a driveway and you drive on a parkway?
No, I don't think that's what you have. World Wide Web. That's kind of a branding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It wasn't a catchphrase, in my opinion, but.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. We'll take that.
Well, okay. All right. Okay. You got it.
Thank you, Joe. World Wide Web. Yeah, it's fine. Let's revisit. Sometimes I think we said it right, Henry. How would you describe it? Throw It in Manila was the way it was branded.
Branding. Yeah.
We're looking for a product or an event, something of that nature that had that that branding, that catchphrase that people use from it, like Catholics versus convicts, mm-hmm. or World War
the Great
War,
Depression. You know,
the Great
economy
Depression.
Stinks, or are we heading towards yeah. another Great Depression?
The Great Depression, the something like that. The Big Talker was the all-time branding, we thought, for the station in a lot of ways. Okay. Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, afternoon.
Dom, really, it's really good to talk to you guys today. And before I get to the side answer, you asked earlier, or you mentioned something earlier, about them complaining about him going after the colleges and entertainment like he's some kind of dictator.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I read when I was a kid throughout history that whenever dictators took over, they always did seem to go after colleges. They always did seem to go after the pop culture people. And I always figured, well, they just wanted the smart people out of the way so they could rule the dumb people. But, Dom, I'm looking at our colleges and our entertainment today, and I got to tell you, I kind of get it. I mean, it seems like the colleges aren't the answer to our problems. What they're spewing is the cause of our problems. And that's something that you never get in history. You never got a why as to why they went after the colleges. And, right. and now I'm not saying that the dictators are right. All I'm saying is that when I look at the so-called intelligentsia today, I understand why somebody who wants to fix their country might have to deal with them, because they're often the people that are seeking to destabilize the country.
Well, first of all, yes, I don't think they're intellectuals. That's a large part of the problem for the Chester County Democrats, really. But what I would say as an intellectual is somebody like Dennis Prager, who's done great work and is truly a public intellectual, without mm-hmm. a doubt. I don't know on the left who I know one I would say, and by the way, he's in the news because he says he's going to vote for Republicans now today, Alan Dershowitz, I think, is an intellectual. Right. And now he's saying, yeah, I'm giving up Democrats. No longer am I going to support any of that.
Well, I'm not so much talking about like individuals per se, but academia as a whole.
Yes.
The media as a whole, Hollywood as a whole. It seems like for the last 20, 30 years, they've been saying and backing things, everything that's counter to what I always thought this country was about. That's all I'm going to say about it.
All
you
right.
know?
What's your side, Robert?
Is it possible to change my answer?
Sure.
I have a pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Greatest Generation? The reason why
yes,
I say that
yes.
is because
yeah.
not only did they survive the Great Depression,
right.
not only did they fight World War II, but they also survived my original answer, the Dust Bowl. So I'm going to go with the Greatest Generation, and you guys have a great day. Take care, Dom.
Got to say, Tom Brokaw coined that, Henry. That's a pretty good one. And worthy of it. By the way, Tom Brokaw, when I asked him handing over a fence at an event that I couldn't get out of to hand it to somebody else to charge my cell phone, he wouldn't do it. I've never forgotten that.
Hold a grudge.
I got inside the fence with national correspondents at the Volunteer Summit. I'm interviewing everybody but Oprah. I got Jesse Jackson one-on-one for 20 wow. minutes live on the air. I haven't gone to the bathroom in 6 hours, so there's obvious problems. And I try to hand it to him. They hand it to somebody who was further outside the fence. He wouldn't do it. So I threw it. Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Senate President, we always love having her on, pro tempore, the head of the Senate. Kim Ward is with us. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, among other things. But she's got a lot to unpack. And your calls all straight ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're always thrilled, but we have to get her in studio here in Philadelphia to talk with the Senate President pro tempore, Kim Ward, on many, many issues. Particularly, though, this is a lot of Republicans are trying to help the shutdown that's happening. I don't even know if I can blame Josh Shapiro because of Matt Bradford, guy out in Montgomery County. Let's go to the Senate President, Kim Ward. President, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks to you, Stacey Garrity, and a few others. I spoke at this group of great Republicans in Warrington last night, Bucks County, all kinds of things. And when I told them about Matt Bradford and what goes on with Shapiro and dealing with him and you guys with the shutdown, they went, yeah, that seems to be right. That's what's going on.
Yep. It's you know, it's been a long road. We're late with the budget. I keep telling people, we can pass the budget today if we don't fight to keep your taxes down. We can pass the budget today if we let the Democrats and the governor have their tax increase, which is what's going to happen if we spend like they want to spend. We maybe won't have one this year, but we will have one next year, and we'll have an empty rainy day fund. So the year after that, we're going to get even more taxes. This is really a fight about not so much about, you know, where the money is going, but it is a fight about how much of the money is going places, because we can't afford this. Nobody runs their house or business in this manner. And if they do, they end up falling for bankruptcy because, you know, it's just, it's not responsible.
Now, what you've guys done, and Stacey Garrity has been on too, and you too, we can talk about this, is the idea of the counties and school districts. I think she talked about Head Start are hurting now. We're seeing the results. And these low-cost loans that have to be paid back, but they're a benefit to everybody. And that's what one of the things you and Stacey are trying to do.
So, Stacey, you know, she stands for, she is getting stuff done. That should be her motto because, you know, she on her own says, hey, we have the money. The tax dollars continue to flow into our coffers. I can loan you the money. Now, she has to buy, I think it's a federal law, charge an interest rate, but she's charging less than what you would get on the free market. And we came in yesterday and said, let's forgive that interest rate. She can't forgive the interest rate. She'd like to, but we in the legislature can give her the ability or direction to not charge interest. So, you know, if the Democrats fight this, then they do. I mean, they do that at their own peril because this is hardly partisan. There are Republican and Democratic counties. So if that happens, she's essentially letting these, helping these counties and Head Start and rape crisis centers, all of that stuff, have their money because it's a ridiculous law, but it's federal, that says, hey, we have all of your money in our coffers in the state, and we are going to collect the interest on that money, and then we'll lend it to you, and you can pay us more interest. I am so glad you guys are doing this.
Now, have Democrats made any statement? For listeners, again, you're giving her, through the legislature, the ability to essentially not charge that 4.5%. Because the money's already there. This is money that should go by law to these groups. It's being held up by all this nonsense we talked about. What are Democrats saying about that?
Well, so as of last evening, I think that we hadn't had any comments that I could find from either Governor Bradford or Governor Shapiro. So haven't had any, no comment. You know, she did a great thing with this. And you know, and if as long as the Democrats go along with us, which if they don't, again, it's at their own peril, we do it without interest, then we've really just given the organizations their money. There's no reason for them to be suffering. You know, counties do important work, behavioral health, CYS, important things. You know, also, and I'm going to get these court cases, I'm waiting for them actually, the governor could tell the treasurer, or ask the treasurer, however they do it, to release this funding, some of this funding, so we wouldn't have to go all through all this. I said, who is in charge of health and safety, because in our laws, if there's a budget standoff, that money can still be released for health and safety. And, you know, that's a big tent. You have behavioral health.
Right.
You have CYS. You have all kind of firefighters. You name it. We've got all. And,
well, you know, President, I would say the one you mentioned before would be my biggest choice to put a button on this, something like the rape center, because how could any politician, even Democrats on this, if you want to free up the money, because those are usually pretty tight operations or short staffed,
right,
and we definitely need people there 24/7 to be able to help with this, why would you deny them the money? And then why are you trying to charge them interest on it? Here's a legislative fix that should be bipartisan. And I bet if it came up into a vote in the House, a lot of Democrats would vote for it.
Oh, I think so, too. And I can't imagine the House not agreeing to this because, again, there are Democratic counties and there are Republican counties, and they're all suffering the same. It's not really partisan. It's how do we best help the people that we're responsible for, right? We do not want to. We are fighting for the taxpayers. Of course, you know that. That's why this budget is held up, because we don't want everybody to get a big tax increase next year and the year after. We don't want to do that. But why would we not do what we can
exactly
to help these counties and whoever else Stacey wants to help out like that? She knows the money's in the coffers because she's the treasurer. Well, she did a great job.
Well, absolutely. Look, I will do our part here because the media here is not covering, no surprise, covering this. And this is a simple and thoughtful thing that could be done to really help people. To that point, this is also a period of time. I think we've had you on before that we're into the breast cancer awareness, and there's a lot of funding and things held up around that. What can you tell us about that at this point in October?
So, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, we should be talking about it all year, but that is the month that we go out and say time and again and release, you know, press releases and do some media to make sure everybody knows that they should go get their mammogram. You need to get your mammogram. So we have a new bill. You know, the bill that I had sponsored that was first in the country that now insurance would pay for your MRI. Or your ultrasound and your genes. Well, now it's gone farther, and I'm with Senator Frank Ferry, who is sponsoring this. His wife had breast cancer. And now this bill goes even further and says, great, you know, on top of Senate Bill 1 that gave us these tests, this bill will go even deeper. If you need more tests after that, it will cover it. It's a great bill, and we're happy to see it happening here again in Pennsylvania. We're leaders in this,
exactly,
in this effort.
Well, certainly Frank has been on talking about his mom, too, the single mom raising him, et cetera, during the SEPTA stuff. So certainly we'll keep tracking that. One thing I wanted to call to your attention, too, because the media, national media is covering it, but not here in Philadelphia again. The city of Philadelphia, Senate President, is flying the Communist Party flag over City Hall. Yes, this is in, and Henry, you know, we'll put you on hold afterward, and we'll send an email to with the information from Newsweek and others. It's because their Bureau of Tourism is co-celebrating with the Philadelphia city that's sister city in China. That's fine, but this is the Communist Chinese Party flag.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I need a picture of that.
Okay, it's on the way. We'll send it to you, the information that we have. Yes. And it's made, the House of Representatives Select Committee on China has put them on notice on this. We'll send you the information, and whatever you say or whatever you and your colleagues are going to do, we'll have you back or we'll report what you do.
That is unbelievable. Really, it's just another world. It's like Philadelphia sometimes isn't even part of our country. This is bad.
Absolutely.
Really bad, so.
Absolutely. We really, really glad you reach out to us. These are important things. And again, Stacey Garrity, I've met with now several times and been at events where she's spoken. It's taking off. We're going to have a real race here in Pennsylvania.
We are. I'm telling you, Dawn, we should just change it. It should just be Garrity for governor getting stuff done, because she is the one that got this done. I mean, she showed proactive, great leadership.
Yeah, and you jumped in to make this happen even more. We'll send that off to you, President. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, you're welcome. Henry, I think I sent it to you at Clips, right? Yeah. Send that and any pictures. I think there's pictures there, too, of this. And if I have to, I'll send you the link to the guy in the House. Maybe we'll get him on tomorrow. That, you know, one of the good things Republicans did when they took over the House, they set up this select committee on China, really, to every day chronicle and push back on fighting them. That's what we're doing. Not a shooting war, but, you know, this is an existential battle. They're evil. The government, there's no doubt, any rational person. How can we be flying their flag here in Philadelphia based upon this stuff with sister cities and all that? And Rich Cioli and Dr. Coates, really big article. Maybe I'll put that up on my Twitter, too, at Fox News Channel that they co-wrote when I looked at it this morning, laying out what's going on with this. And I told you, she told me about this when we were at the ZOA dinner. And she is very thorough at Heritage. They checked this down, that this was going to happen, the manner it was going to happen, et cetera. Maybe Frank Scales will ask Larry Krasner about it, Henry. What could go wrong?
On the next bike ride.
Yeah, the next bike ride. Maybe you'd say, well, you know, the Chinese do breastfeed, though, Frank. Could Larry defend the Communist Chinese Party in some way? Or say Trump is worse? Or maybe... Maybe the Democrats over in Chester County would have something to say about this. How to spot a fascist, not flying the Communist Chinese Party. Maybe the NBA. And to this point, Henry, you have secured October 6th, is it?
Yeah, so we actually had to move that. Okay. It's run to October 8th now.
Come on now. I'm getting down. Ennis Freedom will be on. I would hope he was on a bar. I'd love to take Ennis Freedom over there looking at the flag there. And I'd like to do a show right there. In Philadelphia. Come on, Sherelle Parker. The mayor's not supportive of this, is she? She's just going to let it pass? The Communist Chinese Party flag with these ingrates and their, the city solicitor saying in the one comment I saw, well, we've checked it out. You know, this is not about, we're not endorsing communism. They have no sense. You don't fly the flag. If you want to say nice things about the sister city there, trade and all that, even that deep down, I'm against it. They are the enemy. They're the enemy of the world. Now, that doesn't mean we don't play around the edges and pretend, friend and shaking hands and all. You know exactly what it means, though. What Pete Hegseth said yesterday, you got to be ready for them. They are meaning business, and COVID should have shown everyone. You know what shows it more? I would even be saying this more than COVID, Henry, the NBA. All the NBA did, there was like Daryl Morey, when he wasn't screwing up the Sixers, just said, free Hong Kong. That was all in this parting thing from Houston. And what did they do? They went on a tirade, so much so that Charles Barkley said, there's big money here. Shut up. LeBron James lectured us. Mm-hmm. I spoke at Drexel. I didn't go wild because a professor I'm friends with invited me. And a couple of students from there started to spar a little bit. Now, usually that would have been it there, get the hell out of the country then. But I didn't. I just kind of took it in and tried to explain my position on this.
Yeah, they're just kids.
Yeah, they're just kids. And, but these idiots in the tourism, it's going to get tourism to China and back here to Philadelphia. They're going to come here. Really? How many spies are they sending?
They're not coming here for a flag. They're coming here to go to the Rocky Steps.
Yeah, but we're taking away the Rocky statue. All right. Hey, Stephanie Farr over at the Enquirer. Go and take a look at the flag. 855-839-1210. All right. Dom Giordano show. Great branding. People on Twitter are killing it with this. We need to get Joe of Exton. You talk about on brand. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, good one. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's, though, or The Greatest Generation. Okay, where Thriller in Manila is coined on this day. That's why we're talking about it. All right, Kirk, so coming off Kim Ward's reaction, which was, and we're in touch with her office, someone called in and said they called Mary Gay Scanlon's office, right, to report the communists. And did Mary Gay Scanlon's person say, well, is it up now? Can we go over and salute? No. What did they say?
They hung up on
her. Yeah. They think we're making it up. You know, does the Philadelphia Inquirer ever do anything newsworthy here? You know, it takes them days before they get to it.
And gotta find the right angle.
Yeah, what's the right angle here? What are we missing? Rocky, too many Rocky statues, bad tourism, Stephanie Farr. But, and it's celebrating when the Communist Chinese Party took over. That's what the celebration is. I mean, it's just unimaginable. And it just gets at facing up to how existential these people are. It is incredible. Their difference with some of these repressive groups is that they take the long view. However long it takes, that's what they're determined to do. I mean, when you have them putting artificial islands out in the South China Sea, stuff like this, when you have the Confucius Institutes on college campuses, when you have them stealing every intellectual property and everything imaginable, that's why the House Republicans, and I'm going to ask Jeff Van Drew about that. He's coming up to talk the shutdown. They have this House Select Committee to fight back every single day with what they're up to. How can you fly that flag? And I maintain the people in charge here, the tourists and these people that are doing this, they have no reverence for the American flag. They just think these things are like a nice gesture. They don't get what that flag represents to tens of millions of people in their captivity and around the world. Do they not know the Uyghurs? Do they not know what's been put out? And it's one thing, these companies making products there, and it's hard to tell, are they in the zones where it's slave labor and all this stuff back and forth? We talk about that, right? It's another, though, to put up their flag toward what end? Celebrating when they took over. Why do that? All right, somebody made a mistake. You know, these people are idiots. Okay, then the mayor ought to just say, take that down. Take that down and never do it again. At least that. And the Inquirer ought to be reporting on this. You would think this would be newsworthy. We'll let you know what happens with Kim Ward. I'll ask Jeff Van Drew about it. We got Dom's Money Melody show flying by today. A little bit more on the key issue here, and I'm going to ask Van Drew about it. Winning the battle over this idea that this extension of Obamacare is going to go to illegals, and it was never meant to be a long-term benefit. That has to be worked out. It's costly, big-time cost. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.